So the players are allowed to work. A player is allowed to eat b'shas gemar melochim. Not only when he's working, but when he's going from one row to the next, since he's going with soyach, for the sake of continuing to work, he could also eat. So Sam says that v'chol drochecho do'eivu yashor chasecho. If you have a kesher with Hashem in everything you do, then He will straighten out all your ways. And he says it means that the person does everything l'shem shemayim to avoid Hashem, then every second of the day is avoid Hashem. Even if the person goes to work for a few hours a day, he's doing it with the kavanah so they should be able to have panosah to be avoid Hashem, then it's all considered part of avoid Hashem. But one of the ways of testing if he's really doing it for avoid Hashem or not is, what does he do when he has some free time? So if he goes right away to use his free time for avoid Hashem, to learn Torah, to other mitzvahs that he has to do, then it's the truth that everything else is also part of Avodah Hashem, and now he has a chance to go back to the Limud Torah and the mitzvahs. He does it, but if when he has a free time he wastes it on his computer and all kind of other things, then he showed Betzli that when he was working it was also not Avodah Hashem. So he doesn't only lose out that hour, he loses out 10 hours of the day, or however many hours that would have been attributed more to Avodah Hashem. That's what we can learn from this halachas of the zchus of a worker to eat. And once again, since he's going from one place to the next for the right purpose, that's considered part of his malacha. So here also, if he's always being oyved Hashem and he has to take a break for his work, that's also part of his avodas Hashem. So Friday is a way to test yourself.